Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Butter me up, Daddy.
It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After.
KPNTFM HD2.
Especially for your penultimate IHOP 8 o'clock hour?
Let's stop saying penultimate. I don't care for the word. Next to last is fine.
Do you care for IHOP?
I love IHOP.
IHOP has new pancake-inspired milkshakes. Try the new Cinestack and Cupcake Shakes. House-made shakes at IHOP. And I hear tell IHOP's bringing in 5 meals on Monday. Plowhawk, is there any way you can stay for that?
Oh, would you?
No, I wish. God, that
could
does
you take
sound...
a break from this shishawali job you're leaving us
exactly.
for?
What do you mean?
Call
you mean,
it sick on day one.
Yeah, the first 2 hours, hey, I got to leave early. I got to go to my old job to pick up some pancakes. You guys want anything?
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do. Doug, tell people about IHOP. They're the sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour.
You know what they've got going? They've got a pancake of the month deal going.
Oh, I like that.
IHOP's giving guests a whole new reason to smile about pancakes with the new pancake of the month offering. On the first of every month, a new flavor will be available as a full stack aside or part of a pancake combo. This limited time offering will only be available for that calendar month. Guests have an incentive to try every pancake of the month flavor with IHOP's annual loyalty challenge within the International Bank of Pancakes. See what they've done there? The International Bank of Pancakes. You order the pancake of the month two or more times in a month to earn 10 pan coins for that month. You order the pancake of the month at least once a month for the entire year, and you receive 100 bonus pan coins. Don't we all want some pan coins?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You will once you taste some of this food they got at IHOP. This month's pancake of the month is that cinnamon apple pecan pancake, 4 buttermilk pancakes topped with cinnamon apples, dulce de leche sauce, pecans, and whipped topping. Reminds us of home-cooked apple pie. Ooh, it's good. They had some in here the other day. It is really good.
Ew.
They also have great lunches now. They got that classic chicken sandwich. They've got French toast sticks. They got a drink called a watermelon splasher that's really good. I'd never had one until I tried it the other day. It's a blend of lemonade, lemon lime soda, and watermelon syrup, and it's got fresh blueberries and watermelon right there in the drink. It's really good.
Yeah.
A watermelon splasher. You've got to try that. This is all at IHOP. Try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and that new cinnamon apple pecan pancake at IHOP.
There it is, IHOP, sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour here on TMA, like Design Air, the sponsor of our email today. Senora Zinn, your tributes to the Plowhawk are welcome, amongst everything else, of course. The Morning After at InsideSTL.com. Design Air is online at DesignAirService.com. I think, kind of unfortunately, Doug, after the Fan Page Club Championship on Sunday, the weather, we get to enjoy it. Now we settle in, yeah. And now it's on to Carnoustie. Monday, 76, no precipitation. Tuesday, high 81. Wednesday, high 86. Thursday, high 80. Friday, high 80. Sun, no precipitation. Here comes the warm weather. Summer right around the corner. Make sure the air conditioning is working. Get it tuned up So when it does get hot, you are ready and you have no worries. What you do is you go to designairservice.com and you work with Seth Goldkamp and his staff at Design Air Heating and Cooling. Online at designairservice.com. It's Design Air, the official HVAC provider of TMA. Doug's a client. Iggy's a client. I'm a client. Say, friends, why don't you become a client as well of Design Air Heating and Cooling? Online at designairservice.com. Doug, I'm going to do a Sadie Hawkins in the IHOP 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We got a real girl on hold, but Jackson writes, her name is Karen and her motives are unclear.
Okay. We kind of like women like that, don't we?
It's a wide delta. It could be. Jackson describes the fan page moderation process as guys create, what do they create, fake, they create... They change their name and their accounts to get into the fan page, and then once they're in, they go back to their real names and then cause trouble.
Then blocking!
Yeah, we call it a Hoosier Trojan horse.
A Hoosier Trojan horse.
Blocking!
I love that.
Yeah. Who's doing this?
Well, soldiers.
And what are they complaining about?
Oh, who knows?
One of us or all of us.
Yeah. Blocking.
Show used to be better when Willie was on it or something.
I've never seen that text. I've never seen that post.
As I told Plowhawk, once you leave the show, you're deified. So you go from the hatred that you had on Monday, then you announce you're leaving on Tuesday, and now you're like canonized. Saint Plowhawk.
Mm. Yeah, and I can't wait for them to hate me again after my takes.
So we have that. Doug, we have a story on the Girthmaster.
Well, maybe we should take this phone call instead of going to the Girthmaster.
Clip that off. Karen, welcome to the Callier and Thompson phone lines. Plowhawk finger on the trigger.
Hi, I might be a Hoosier, but I'm no Trojan horse.
Oh, that's good.
That off.
That's
good. It is a girl.
This is confirmed.
I'm actually a girl. I just would really hate to have gone through years of listening without saying goodbye and good luck, Plowboy.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. How long have you been listening?
Gosh, on and off for maybe 8 years or so. I actually met you at the Billikens game. I was kind of smashed. I gave you a big hug.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I got you, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, man, you've just been such a joy, so hilarious, and you're going to be missed. I mean, you've heard this a million times already, but...
I'll hear it a million more times. I'm very appreciative of what this show has done, and obviously appreciative of the kind words you are you're pouring out here on air. And yeah, I'm gonna really miss it. Like this is like my core years, and I'll have these memories for the rest of my life, which I'm blessed and thankful. We've got friends and. You know, that people that
we're
call
friends.
Close friends.
Doug, friends.
I got a listener that's now a part of my wedding because of this show. I mean, it's a huge part of my life, and I'm very excited about the next chapter, but certainly going to miss, you know, people like Karen, who, you know, I've listened for so long and have been entertained by it. So I appreciate it, Karen.
Yeah, good job. Good luck.
All right, thank you so much. Wow, like she's so good.
That's like if we did a normal show, that would be the phone call.
Right, it was a nice, sweet little call.
Yeah.
Karen, are you non-binary?
I was waiting for the tripping question, but...
Yeah, Doug wants me to ask him to send me a text. Have you been with a woman?
I can't say that I have, but I'm sorry to disappoint.
It's all right. You seem like a delight and a happy person. You should not be listening to this show.
Yeah, find something else.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for the advice.
Oh, yeah,
sure. There it is. Doug, that's Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
A wonderful
she was great.
Uh-huh. Guys, this is the porta potty guy. That's from the 636. Every phone call is the porta potty guy. Sup, Karen? That's from the bastard.
I figured.
Oh, James
Hahn. Here we go.
Karen just locked up the listener of the month brought to you by the Lager Tequila.
That's so funny.
You should have asked if she registered because she's going to win.
How about this? I can vouch for Karen. That's from Chairman Kurt.
Actually, I think I've met Karen. Me and Madison have met Karen every time we've been to the Billikens game.
She loves the Billikens?
Yeah, I think she got season tickets.
How about that?
Who is this Karen? And why
was
she
chirping? She's just a nice gal.
What ballpark age? She sounds like she's in her 20s to me, but I
would think around my age, if I'm not mistaken.
And she was a delight?
Oh, they were great, yeah.
Dogtown Ty is now on the, and he's the defending champion.
That too?
Is he really?
He is on the Callier and Thompson phone lines. This is a Plow tribute hour in the IHOP 8 o'clock hour.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're fine,
Hi, Dogtown Ty.
I'm doing well. How could I not be great, Doug? It's the biggest tournament in sports on Sunday.
It's
and
defending champion here, Doug.
I know, but you're talking to greatness. This
you
is
ever
like
get
we
your
booked
sport
a guest.
Coat? You get your winning sport coat?
No, I never got my coat. Would it be uncouth of me to bring my trophy with me on Sunday?
No, it's not. Who are you playing in the first round?
Matt Portell, and I feel like I've played him in years past. So I need to connect him.
Yeah, I think he's been
Sunday,
mentioned on the show a few times.
You probably just went to Portell's Pizza, and that's
Portell's
how you know
Pizza Den.
Yeah, and
had it 3 days ago.
You're probably given some seeds City then, bro, if memory serves.
I think I am quite a bit, maybe 6 or 7.
Mm. That's a lot of poppy seeds, Doug.
All right, even practicing?
Not really. I haven't played in a couple months, to be quite honest. So I might be a little rusty getting out there. But
seems like you're pretty confident about
it. It does.
It's like riding a bike, Doug. For the returning champ, you kind of just show up and, you know, it's you put it in autopilot and then you just go.
Wow.
Now, Dogtown Ty, have you gone out and scoped out the track? Have you gone out to Gateway as of late? You're the defending champ. You got a little bit of pressure on you. I don't know if you played a lot.
Yeah, I actually played the Big Cup Scramble. Have you guys ever played that at Gateway? It's actually a really fun tournament. They put
it
up I think it's like 3 or 4 times the size of the normal cup. And it's a scramble. It's actually super fun.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool as hell.
How about that?
Yeah, they do it right around aeration time. So it's kind of a tchotchke tournament, but it's super fun. So, yes, I have been out there. That was a few weeks ago. But other than that, that's really all I've played.
Iggy, I don't see a score entered for Dogtown Ty since January. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, that you can't enter a score, right? That's kind of that.
Well, I know that. I know on that you can't enter a score.
No, if he's not playing.
January, I was out of town, so I think that might have been Stream Song.
Shot an 82 at Stream Song. Dougie shot an 82 at Stream Song.
Where's Stream Song?
East of Tampa.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Oh, somebody told me they played
James
there.
Carlton.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, if he hasn't played, he can't enter scores, so I'll enter mine today, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you got a score to post.
Yeah, maybe I'll go out and shoot 180.
Who are you playing with? Flower?
Flower, Cletus, I don't know who else.
Okay.
Are you done, Dogtown Ty, or you got more to add?
With the call, or?
With the call. You got a hot take or something?
No, I called in to give Plowsy some flowers.
You like that term, Doug? Give his man his flowers.
I love that term, actually.
Yeah, I think I started listening around the time he was thinking about selling a testicle, and so it's been a joy to have Plowsy on the show. This is I emailed in to QFTA and I said this is one of my favorite lineups. I think in this term, and Plowsy, I think, has a unique ability to wear it all on his sleeve, so you kind of feel like you know him. And I think I've only met you maybe once or twice. So you've been a fantastic addition to the show, and it's always great entertainment when Plowsy's spitting fire takes.
I love Dogtown Ty. I think the first time we met, you had that Sibian drone. I forgot what exactly
right.
we were doing at Normandy. Yeah.
We were at Normandy with your flying Sibian.
Yep, I think so.
And that just that little hum that always every time I hear Dogtown Ty, it's almost like a Sibian hum follows that name.
Just
I love Dogtown.
Hear it in the air, kind of lurking. Ken did get frustrated at the fan pin when I brought it out. I could kind of feel the yanks whenever he was hitting his wedges.
Well, I thought
he was kind of hovering over him.
I thought Ken was mad that you never got any of his good shots. Right,
yeah,
like
right.
all the good shots.
The duff chips and
Yeah, there's always the drone was right there when I would snap hook one or slice one.
That's what it was.
Then I pipe one down the middle. And where's the drone now?
She's charging up. We'll get her out there Sunday. If I'm, I think I'm right behind you guys on the third or fourth group.
So that was sick.
May not be able to get you guys, but another time.
Can you get one like when I follow through? Can you get it right underneath the club? That'd be a cool. That'd be a cool shot.
If you don't hit it,
I won't. I'll follow through and bring the club back, and you go right through the club.
Nothing's gonna speed up the tournament more than somebody doing a nice drone footage of not hitting a ball.
Play into the camera.
Hold on, before you go, Dogtown Ty, off the Callier and Thompson phone lines, Arbor Day, who I think won the Milagro Tequila Texture of the Year last year, wants to know, as last year's winner, what did you put on the menu for Saturday evening's Champions Dinner? Doug, the Champions Dinner is
I was thinking about that.
Saturday night.
You got to feed a lot of ravenous walruses.
That's a fantastic question. It's going to be a lot of fried food.
Yep.
It's going to be heavy soups.
Soups. Don't say it.
Get everybody ready
soups.
For the weather.
Salisbury steak.
How about pork rinds?
It'll be pure grease is what it will be.
Nice. I like that.
They'll like that, too. The walruses will.
Dogtown Ty, you've been a great champion. No one has ever been able to repeat in this event. Maybe this is your time.
It's tough to do. You know, I'm excited, obviously, for the chance to do it. But the handicap is a total crapshoot. The farthest I think I've ever made it is the second round before last year. So it really is all about the draw. And I think, I don't know, last year maybe I just got lucky or, I don't know, it's tough.
Who'd you play in the championship last year? I don't remember.
It was the sponsor.
That's right.
Ross.
Yeah.
And Doug, you'll remember we won it in the first playoff hole with I won it with a bogey to his double bogey after we both snap hooked off the tee. So you want to talk about good golf. That was good golf last
That's
year.
That's awesome. A bogey on the very difficult first hole at Gateway.
Sounds
from
like
the white tees.
Shishawali way to end a Shishawali tournament.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Why don't you just have a putt off so that you don't bother the other people coming to play?
Come again?
Clip that off.
We talked about how to settle a tie, and I've suggested just a putt off on the practice green so that you don't disrupt the other people that have come to play.
That could be the worst way to settle a playoff, Doug, in such a prestigious tournament.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's not a prestigious tournament.
You're out of line right now.
And don't you worry about being rude to the other people that have paid to play?
I think it was empty that day. We were out on like a Tuesday morning.
I think Gateway is kind of like Augusta. They shut it down for the other
people.
I wouldn't think they
would.
People to walk
that.
Along for the patrons and the volunteers.
Augusta has that big hole scramble, I think, a week before.
Doug, you're just making up things. I mean, we've had a bunch of playoffs, and nobody's ever had a problem with a group in front of them. So quit trying to change rules.
I'm not trying to change. I'm trying to be polite. If there's nobody playing the first hole, go for it.
Why do you care? You're not bothering them.
Well, I don't want to see anybody inconvenienced.
You don't want to play 18 holes of golf and say, okay, let's go putt off.
We had 18 holes to win it.
Well, there's never been a tie. What do you think they do at the PGA Tour? Just go putt off.
That's complete. This is a long, long way from the PGA Tour.
Well, you're being silly now.
Clip that off.
You think it's very close to the PGA Tour.
Dogtown Ty, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen.
There he is.
All right, thanks, Ty.
Thompson phone lines. Hey, Premier Construction Exteriors, they do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. It's veteran-owned and operated, a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work out to other smaller companies and then just tack on their profit on the end price. What they do is they work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. What they're doing also is building their brand. It's a small operation, wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. They are located in St. Peters, Missouri, but they're licensed in both Missouri and Illinois. Dan or Jay is who you are calling, and the number is, and they're listeners, I gather, right, Iggy?
Yeah, they are. Dan reached out to me, and a guy wanted to know about the discount.
Yeah, $500 discount for TMA listeners.
Dan just reach out to him. He'd be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, that's the move. The sponsors are super involved with their ad campaigns on this show. Dan or Jay, 314-224-2543. That's 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate. $500 discount for TMA listeners. Find them on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors. That's Premier Construction Exteriors. Speaking of involved sponsors, Doug Biggs of Longo Biggs has just said regarding the defending champion and his opportunity to repeat, simply, it's not his time.
Oh, they're playing
Doug Biggs
each other,
and CD Longo are participating in this event.
I got the shirt on today.
So do I, actually.
Here we go. There's the shirt on.
That's the one I typically wear, too.
Yeah.
What if we would all been matching today? We would have had to have made out.
No, we wouldn't have.
All right. Well, let's see what we got on the phone lines because they are active. Mr. Smith is on the line.
Oh.
Mr. Smith is on the Callier and Thompson. It's a plow tribute hour.
He's looking for
the IHOP 8 o'clock hour.
Swinging situation.
Ooh, Bill.
Fellas, how are you doing today?
What a
glorious day it is.
Oh, it's beautiful outside. Great day for golf, by the way.
Well, I have a new job. I work now at the Links of Dardenne out here in beautiful St. Charles, and it's fantastic, let me tell you.
Really?
Have you been out there?
Course, nice course. No,
course
I've not played
great
there.
Shape.
That's a nice course. Kind of short, but it's a nice course.
Mm-hmm.
It's right up my alley.
Older fellas out here duffing around right now.
You got really the Augusta National alley. Bird chirping soundtrack playing in the back of your call. You notice that, Doug?
Yeah.
I like
nice.
That.
Huh. You know, I like to pipe it in, make it seem authentic. You know how that goes.
Sure. Yeah. Is there
Palsy, a... I'm going to make this quick. I don't want to tie up the phone lines because there's other people that want to talk to you.
Okay.
Dude, you and Madison have got such a good life together, and I just like watching you two together because you're both happy with each other, and I think going forward, nothing but good things are going to happen for both of you. So I wish you nothing but the best. You've been a pleasure to listen to. You're fun to be around. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to meet you both.
What a wonderful sentiment, Doug. And Mr. Smith, we've gotten to know each other quite well because he's an OG to the show. I think we had him in studio when I first started 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I think at 9:20, by the way.
I think you're right.
Yep.
So had a great rapport with him. And, yeah, I like listeners that have seen me kind of grow, you know, from this.
Mature
a little bit.
Mature is the word.
Yeah, yep. And so the new listeners, I still love them, that listened, you know, maybe started in 18 or 19. But, you know, I grew up quite a bit. My takes have gotten a little bit more or less intelligent, but that happens.
You haven't gained any weight.
Have not.
That's nice.
But on the Madison thing, good to find your people, you know. Good to find your human you want to spend, you know, your life with.
For sure. All right, fellas, I'm going to get back to work. I'm spraying weeds.
All right, Smitty, thanks much.
Seed. I've never been to the Dardines.
No. It sounds like the kind of course I would like. A nice course that's kind of short.
In the middle.
Doug, you wanted the tribute from Colorado. This is your time because Colorado is on the Callier and Thompson phone line.
Who we need.
Okay, what is it, Adam?
This isn't about you, Doug. It never was about you today.
Good.
Keep my name out
of your mouth.
Duran, what an emotional day for you.
I know, right? It is. But also, we are friends, Adam, so this isn't the end of our relationship. As I told Tim, like, everybody's like, oh, man, if Darren's not dead, it's like, I'm not moving to, like, Alaska or, like, you know, I'm not terminal. I'm going to be in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody wants to contact me, if you have my number, that means we are good friends.
Look at that.
That means you can call us at any time.
Really?
Doug, that doesn't mean coworkers. It means good friends.
Correct.
You should give your number now.
It is sad to not be a part of the show, being involved with the listeners and my friends that are, you know, during the show. So.
Or coworkers.
Your silly smokers laugh. You know, and your good attitude. I just wanted to just talk about your attitude. I love your vibe. I love your energy, you know, and I always have. From the first time you worked with the show and then the second time, but just like every time, you're just a delight and you're a sweetheart and you're just a little shining star that bounces around. Wherever you go, you'll be just this bright light in the room. And I love you so much. I really do.
I love Colorado. And again, he's one of those OGs who I have met. I mean, Wiffle Ball Tournament may have been the first time we met.
We arrived on this planet.
Oh, my God, what emotional.
Blinking, stepped into the sun.
Is Lion King?
Yes.
There's more to see than can ever be seen. More to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever.
You broke the phone?
I love that song, by the way. It's very emotional because I've watched Lion King probably 1,000 times.
Have you?
But I didn't know Caller Adam's a very genuinely nice guy. Doug, I know you disagree with
that. He can turn on a dime, this fellow.
He does flip on a switch very quickly, but again... If you meet these people in real life, I mean outside of the show, they are great human beings. And he has a family, Doug. Lives in Pasadena Hills,
That's
if I'm not mistaken.
Pasadena Hills.
Mm-hmm. Right there by Normandy.
Yes.
All right.
So I love the tribute from Colorado. Again, I know you two have had your differences. And
yes,
I consider you a friend, so I don't want to overstep and say I'm a friend of Caller Adams as well.
I mean, you get to pick who you want to go to next. We have two legends of the game on. One guy impacting the Missouri quarterback situation a decade ago. His name's Ray King. And another one who was the Milagro Tequila Texture of the Year, a Rookie of the Year in 2022. Little Tommy Tribbins, a young kid out in a trike in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, Plowick. This is your time. This is your tribute hour presented by IHOP.
I think Tribbins, since he is out in the parking lot, unable to charge his phone, I don't want him to lose, you know, signal or battery.
So we'll go to Tribbs. All right.
There we go. I want to make sure I got it on the right one. All right, Tribbs, you're on air.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
We're
little
fine.
Tommy Tribbins.
Fine.
That voice is not little. You guys, you sound like a man.
No, I'm a live little twink boy like yourself, Darren.
Oh.
But I did take
today and tomorrow off school just so I could saddle in for the final two of days of the Plowhawk on TMA.
Which, Doug, is obviously expected in these types of days. Everybody needs to take off work. It's almost a national holiday.
I agree with that.
I think they're working on that.
How small a twink are you?
I'm 3'2". I'm still in sixth grade. 3'2", young little twink.
Oh, my God.
But a little plump around the edges. I'm 3'2", 140.
Oh, so, like a basketball.
3'2", 140.
Young little cherub.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's cute.
But of course, I'll make it quick. I know there's probably a lot of people behind me. I obviously, you know, Darren, didn't get to meet you too often. I did meet you way back at the one of the OG TMA softball games out at Francis Park.
Oh, my gosh.
If you remember.
I do.
You remember said girl from way back in the day?
Correct.
Said girl, yes. Doug. What
yes,
is
that
said
was a
girl?
Long time.
What
I know
is said girl?
I like what you – yeah. So this is the rebound from the Army base gal.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct? Am I correct?
I remember the Army base and, of course,
no,
Madison. I don't remember.
You're absolutely correct. Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Said girl. I randomly knew her. I had never met you, but I ran into her. And all I got to say, I've never met Madison, but I think you made the right move.
I think so,
I think
too.
You made the right move.
Yes.
Sounds like said girl was a problem.
She was a problem, but it was a fun, rebound situation.
You had a girlfriend that used to swim after troop ships?
See, again, I love the listener because, like, that certainly wasn't true, but the Army base thing was absolutely funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I let that thing probably go on a little longer than needed, but that's a great bit.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of got to let them breathe a little bit. But, yeah, I do remember that.
Got to say, you're a legend of the show. Obviously, if you're going to be a gaping hole in TMA.
Oh.
And I don't know if you're still open to it, but if you're open to a Kickstarter campaign, maybe we just rile up the fan pin incels and get some money to pay you to stay on the show.
Hey, that's a good idea.
That guy got a profitable business venture ahead of himself. That sounds like a lot of work, and it – I don't know. There's probably a certain percentage of listeners that are super excited about the future.
That's usually Tim's job.
What's that? Just give people money?
Yeah.
Or start things from scratch. But yes, I love that idea. I don't think it will work. But again, like leaving a show, not an easy decision. And obviously people like you are tough to leave because you're a great emailer, texter, and obviously you're a big part of supporting the sponsors. And those are the listeners we like.
And a legendary texter.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? How many awards have you won? Have you won a Listener of the Month yet, Tribbs?
No, I'm just that Texture of the Year, and I'll tell you what, that communist Burkett back in the studio supporting my rooster.
Yeah. Oh, because he puts his friend. Are you the one that doesn't
that
he puts like friends or non-rookies and Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I think Oatmeal Nipples or Sweet Sweet Kai or someone's got my rooster.
Oh. Jackson, is that accurate?
No.
Oatmeal
Nonsense.
Nipples is a good new
name. Are you a communist?
No.
Marxist?
This is Trumbo. I feel like I'm just saying I don't like you're not there. What am I supposed to do with your trophy?
Give it to Herb.
I think I did.
I'm kidding, Jackson.
Have you ever called in?
I'll unplug the lines. Tim, I have one request for Monday starting moving forward. Sure. Sans Plowsy and I just hope that now that 20% of the dais is departing the show, I just hope that Mr. Butterfly Effect over there doesn't get to gobble up 20% more.
Oh, no.
Fall off your bike.
Come on.
I love
so
you, Tribbs.
Unfortunately there. That's little Tommy Tribbins, Doug.
Great
guy. I think he won Rookie of the Year, Texter of the Year.
Yeah, well, you can see why now.
In 2022. Ray King is with us now on the Collier and Thompson phone lines. It's a Plow Tribute Hour here presented by IHOP.
Hello,
Ray.
Oh, Ray.
Hey, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Plowsy, you're great. You're a legend. The show, you know, wouldn't be the same. It's not going to be the same without you. You and Madison have a great life together. Don't have any kids because they suck the life out of you.
Oh.
And with that being said, Doug, why don't you suck the life out of my ass?
Put him down.
Love that call. Short,
love
sweet,
the call.
To the point.
Cut his mic.
I couldn't love it more if I tried. I couldn't make up a better call.
Ray King got suspended.
He's gone?
Ray King got suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, as we speak, is going to the Illinois Recovery Center. Suspension log, you'll... Illinois Recovery Center does great work. I don't know that they can save this guy.
Illinois Recovery Center is the sponsor of the suspension logule, and Illinois Recovery Center is the place this program recommends to our audience. There aren't a lot in the St. Louis area, which is why Illinois Recovery Center was created. You had a couple of the founding fathers of Illinois Recovery Center in studio a couple weeks ago talking about the family program, because if somebody goes into rehab, it affects multiple people, especially the person's family, and that is one of the things they make sure they specialize in taking care of at Illinois Recovery Center. Transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. At Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. Go online at IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com or call 888-472-9559. Embarking on the path of recovery is a profound journey of breaking free from the chains of addiction and actively building resilience. It's about tapping into the inherent strength within, acknowledging the battles faced, and emerging victorious over adversity. They will help you at the Illinois Recovery Center. IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com, 888-472-9559. Illinois Recovery Center, sponsor of the Suspension Logule here on TMA. Jackson, can you tell people where they can bet on the Celtics under and the Bruins over again?
Yeah, the Beantown special fell flat on its face yesterday.
I'm not going to lie. It did.
The Heat knocking down a bunch of threes was not my bingo card. Yep. Well, what are you going to do? Hey, that's the thing with betting. So no plays. I'm not giving out any plays today. People aren't going to be tailing me after that. But you can still bet with Circa Sports if you're over there in Illinois. Download the app right now.
You're
in Illinois, or if you already live in Illinois, you're ready to go. You can start wagering tonight. Panthers and Ning, the Cats, the Panthers, up 2-0, but they're plus 103. Competitors have the minus money, so you're already making more money with Circa. Hurricanes and Islanders, Islanders plus 140. Competitors have that closer to plus 130. So just already, Circa is making you more money. Maybe you think the Knicks make it 3-0 tonight against the Sixers in Philly, plus 170. Competitors have the plus 160. I'm just telling you,
the odds are better there, man.
They got the better odds. And if you're putting down some serious cash, little differences in those splits are going to be really important. So download the Circa Sports app today.
It's Jackson recommending Circa, but not the Bruins and Leafs over or the Heat and Celtics under. 2060 Digital is a Hubbard company. Matter of fact, the great Peter Epp, Sound Story General Manager, is meeting with 2060 Digital at about 9:30 today
really?
Here at the office. Yeah. 2060 Digital, we are taking pitches right now from digital marketing companies at Sound Story, and I know that 2060 is one of the best in the business. In today's fast-paced world of digital marketing, making meaningful connections with your audience can be a daunting challenge for any business, but what if there was a place where connections aren't just made but nurtured for growth? Enter 2060 Digital, our sister company backed by Hubbard, just like 105.7 HD2. If you're a business owner or marketer seeking more strategic ways to reach and engage customers, look no further than 2060 Digital. With 12 years of expertise, 2060 specializes in simplifying the complexities of digital marketing. Their team demystifies the process by transforming it from a challenge into an opportunity for your business. Whether it's enhancing your brand's online presence, optimizing digital campaigns, or increasing customer engagement, 2060 is here to propel your business forward. Think your business has room to grow? Let us prove it to you. Visit 1057thepoint.com/2060digital to request a complimentary digital audit today. That's 2060 Digital. It's the 8 o'clock hour. It's presented to you by IHOP. Try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. It's at IHOP. Send your emails in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com, and compete with, I imagine, the favorite to win this month now, Karen, by going to TMASTL.com. Welcome to A Brighter Side of Tequila with Milagro. TMASTL.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's see. I mean, Jackson, we've got a full board here. Crestwood Coyote, is that where we're going?
Yeah.
Hell, Plowhawk just pressed buttons. There's a bunch of people on the Callier and Thompson phone lines. They want to talk about you.
I think that's the Coyote here.
Coyote.
Hey guys, good morning.
Yes, hello.
I just want to keep the Plow tribute going here. Plowsy, congrats on the new gig.
Thank
about
you.
10 years ago, I started my current role. That was April 2014. Some nice little fun parallel between us, but it was a completely different change of industry, change of career path. And it was honestly one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. So best of luck to you. Thanks for all you've done for the show, and you will be missed, sir.
I appreciate it. I'm with you. I think you can love what you're doing and also enjoy looking at what you're going to be doing in the future. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to hate leaving the show, but also I know I'm excited about, you know, the potential to grow outside of radio. You know what I mean? So I think both can be true. I'm going to miss it, but also going to love to be able to kind of move on and learn a new career and kind of challenge myself again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but let's be clear.
Guys, what a call by Ray King. Doug, I feel like you're kind of like the Angel Hernandez of suspensions. Like, no one agrees with you.
Watch it. I've got the pen in my hand right now.
just lighten the load on the log you lay in your chest, you know?
I mean, put him down. Put him down.
I love that call because there is a lot of parallels.
And he brought up Angel Hernandez and Doug.
It got vile there at the end.
I don't think you've ever been compared to Angel Hernandez in the past. But now that you think about it, it's like, how are we not?
A lot of my calls are overturned upon review.
Does Karen like married men with a bit of a paunch and a drinking problem? That's from Chairman Steve.
She very well may.
She probably already had to get off the fan page. She was on it.
The communist put his friend in for Rookie of the Year for 2 years in a row, but left Lil Beer Cats out. He's a horse's ass for doing that. That's from Beer Cats.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben Simmons, Blake Griffin plan. Get in the second time around.
I like that.
Okay. It all goes back to the NBA.
Well, I just don't follow that, but I'm sure it was a good point.
Let's see what we got here. I mean, we got a loaded board. Caller Buzz. Iggy, you wanted to hear from Caller Buzz.
Yeah, maybe you can turn it into Plowsy, I'm going to miss you. Let me tell you about this couple again.
Well, he does have he's tried to tell the story for a few days now.
What's up, boys?
Hi, Caller Buzz.
Hey, this is not about lesbian at the moment. It's about Plowsy. Plowsy, I already slid into your DMs like a little horny boy that I am to tell you how I miss you, but I just want to say that thanks for being so authentic and so approachable and friendly, and just you're going to be really missed. And the first time I met you, you actually rubbed my right nipple.
On purpose?
That's how you get to know people on a personal level, and that's what I provide.
That's how you build relationships.
You know, I just don't exit the back door after a Hot Shots event. I'm rubbing nipples. Kissing babies, shaking hands. I'm doing all that sort of stuff.
I haven't watched it since. So. But, Plowsy, you would enjoy this story at Hot Shots. Cucky and I were in the bathroom together. And it's the first time we met, actually, was at the Tinkler. And we were talking about, you know, hey, I'm Cucky, hey, I'm Buzz. It was really romantic. And then we went to dry our hands, and there were no towels left. So we looked at each other, and we said, without speaking, let's dry ourselves off on each other.
Yeah. We did.
We hugged and embraced, and we rubbed each other's backs to get the tinkle and the water off of each other.
We all walked out with like wet handprints, like on the lower back of our shirts.
And that's what this show does. It just brings men together to dry off on each other. It's really nice.
I agree with the camaraderie that this show provides with all the events. And, you know, obviously, you know, we had trivia nights and everything that we've done over the years. You feel like you know the listener, Doug, on a more personal level. I know you feel that way.
I don't.
What?
I don't feel that way at all.
The events are great because the stats stay away. Like, I think we need, like, a statue of Plowsy, like, to put above your door to keep sads.
That's not a bad idea. Like, kind of warding off the negative spirits.
Right.
Yeah. We need that.
It's like a sage. It's like you're doing a sage in front of
like
the
like an owl one. That's put up at places to scare off other birds. Is that what those owls do, Doug? Little
yeah.
Owl?
I'll be the scarecrow.
I mean, you destroyed the TMA Reddit page just by showing up.
In the best way possible. Now they're bowing down to the king.
They're sad. But love you, Plessy. I do want to say the story that I have been having developments on is 100% true. Iggy, I do not lie about lesbianism. I do not lie about butt plays.
Where are they from? Are they from the county?
They are from the county. Yeah, I don't want to say the school district.
No, you're good. Yeah.
These are moms that met through their kids. These are moms that met just hanging out, and then they turn lesbian. I mean, this could happen to any one of you, Fat, so you better watch out.
God, that would be so hot.
You guys are begging for it. Most of them are begging
but
for it.
But it's not the good hot. Like, they literally are doing it secretively. They are leaving their husbands.
So you're saying that they're, like, cheating? It's not like, hey, we're hooking up and we're just having fun?
100%.
So like it's emotional, and they're leaving their husbands and their families behind to go trib.
Yes, they were four friends. They hung out. They took a couple trips together. The two started hooking up, and they left their husbands.
Still kind of hot.
I don't know.
If I'm the husband, I'm still not mad. That kind of sucks. Got to deal with it.
I told you this wouldn't be.
I know Iggy's probably scrolling on his.
Iggy's mad at the call now.
I like it though, because we've seen text about buzz in this, and it's an interesting. I just didn't know. You know what tax bracket they're in, where they're from, because it really can happen to anyone. This isn't, you know, just strictly for Ledoux and Huntley.
No.
You know?
And the one wife like set the other husband, like her husband, up with a girl because he didn't want him to be lonely. So I guess that's nice. Like, hey, date this girl so I can go trib.
Right.
And now they're hitting it off, and now the girl who's been tribbing is having second thoughts and wants to get back with the husband.
Can you have any of them call in?
I don't think they would like that I'm telling this story. I am actually related to one of the husbands who has not been affected yet.
So his wife has not hooked up with any of the ladies yet?
No, but she's part of the group, and if you're near it, you know, when there's smoke, there's fire, is what I got to say.
So three of the four women have begun the process of tribbing.
Two of the four.
There was a third. I thought you texted in yesterday that the third was starting to get interested.
No, two of the four. Then the third girl would be the other girl that's dating the husband now.
Mr. Big Cream says, my money's on this being Parkway South trash.
Oh,
God, Doug.
Parkway South Patriots
took a No, it isn't.
The Patriots took a hit.
It really did. But it's a nice area.
Be careful. If your wife goes to those PTO meetings or, you know, whatever, you know, events, they could be tripping. Like I said, Herman. They were in Herman. They're drinking wine, and they're tripping. So
if they go to Herman with the PTO group, they're going there to trib?
Herman is a hotbed for tripping because, let me tell you, one, if you're a single guy, you got to get to Herman because these bachelorette parties go there, and they get hammered off wine, and then everything closes at, like, 5 p.m., so they have nothing to do with the with their energy besides probably flood it out. So get to Herman and start banging the broad.
Oh,
clip that off. That could be their tourism department's motto. Thank you, caller. Yeah, Iggy hasn't enjoyed this phone call. Just so you know.
I have.
He said he's going to talk to Plowsy for a minute and then talk tribbing. And he goes, no, there's nothing about lesbian, just Plowsy. Then he went into the story again.
Well, I wanted to do both, and I did.
Well, I told you to do both, and you said you wouldn't.
Thanks,
but you did, and we heard the lie again. So
keeping quiet for, you know, a couple damn minutes.
I'll always be quiet when you call. I'll always be quiet when you call.
Oh, we got tension, baby.
So if you want to keep me quiet, just call
in. I love you,
Iggy.
Doug, please touch me.
Put him down!
That got tense. I'm glad it ended on a high note with him wanting to touch Doug.
Oh.
We have more where that came from. Jackson's favorite texter, Eric in the Central West End, is on hold now on the Callier and Thompson phone lines. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are we?
Welcome to the show.
Fine.
Well, you know, my brother called in Crestwood Coyote, and, you know, he sounded so hot, I had to call in.
No.
These guys really are attracted to each other.
That's really
brother. Well, it's a Vianney thing.
Right.
Oh, did you go to Vianney?
Oh, we did. Yes, we did.
Couldn't get into Kirkwood,
and I thought he was hot back then, too.
That's so awesome.
Gosh, listen how he's talking.
Yeah.
But, you know, the root of my call is, of course, the train of Plowsy. Just wanted to say, you know, I remember 10 years ago listening on my shoddy reception AM radio in my kitchen when Plowsy made his debut. And, you know, I knew that he was going to be a star.
Did you?
And Plowsy, you have not let us down. And Amen. You will be missed. You've been a beacon of prosperity for everyone.
I appreciate that. Man, that's a road. That was a great, great little bit about me, Doug. I feel
really
kind of, I'm peacocking around the studio right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean,
very
this
nice.
Isn't this great? It's kind of like you get a eulogy before you pass.
I like going
Wasn't
out
that what
this
Albert
way?
Brooks was doing in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Something
maybe
like
you
that.
Just rewatched the whole series.
He was hoarding.
Yeah, he was hoarding the COVID products.
That's fantastic.
That's a wonderful tribute, Eric, in the Central West.
Well, yeah.
Can I ask another question?
Uh-oh, Doug.
One more.
Do it, baby.
Well, just one more quickly. So, Doug, back in the day, did my grandfather and your father ever kind of walk around the neighborhood topless?
I don't believe so. Probably went swimming together at some point at Crestwood Pool.
Ooh.
Now, don't say ooh with that.
I like the ooh.
Well, my grandpa was pretty hot, too, so that's why I was just wondering.
Okay.
God, this is nice.
Oh, gosh.
That you ever, like ASMR.
Do you ever cross-dress?
Not lately.
Yeah.
Oh, man, things are happening on this.
I read program, that he had at some point.
This tribute. Eric, thank you so much for the call. That's
hey,
Eric
thanks,
in the
guys.
Central
okay.
West
okay.
End.
All right, Eric.
Nice to hear a real story. Iggy, shut up for once. Go tell someone about getting peed on a bush on two different occasions because that sure seems believable. That's from Beer Cats.
Mm. Yeah. Well, if you believe any of this guy's stories.
Carlos Spicy Wiener shares your thought, Iggy. He says, okay, that's enough of this nonsense. None of this is happening. He's wrong about Herman. They just get on the train, and their sad husbands pick them up in Kirkwood outside of Billy G's. Again, less made-up lesbianism analysis, more fried taco deliveries in the Wentzville territories. Also, Plowsy, it's been amazing getting to know you, and the show truly will not be the same without you. Anytime I see a Cheeto near an anus, I will think fondly of
oh.
you. How about that, Doug?
How often does that
Carlos
come up?
Carlos Spicy Wiener.
I did see on the fan page that they were kind of bringing out you know, some of the favorite stories, and I forgot some of them. I forgot about the Cheeto story. I remember the story, obviously. I just forgot about how vivid of detail went into it.
So you guys were fingering each other with Cheetos?
No. Would have been better.
Right.
But we didn't think about that yet. We're just young kids. But what we would do is we'd obviously... It'll be either before or after the game. I can't wait. Probably after. We're snacking, you know, win or loss. It doesn't matter. We're on a road game with the boys. You know how it was as a kid. All those travel games are so fun. So we were on the bus right back. We all have our snacks. So we would typically, like, you know, everybody would be passing around their snacks. It would be like kind of a communable snack round.
Nice.
And you would have a big bag of chips. Typically Doritos probably wouldn't hit because they would crumble. And you would obviously have some
orange
up
residue.
To do. Yeah, but the Cheeto would just, you kind of just... glide it over the anus.
Oh, why?
And then you just put it back in the bag and then kind of shake the bag up. And then you just kind of continue passing
it around.
You
put it back in so someone would eat it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just kids being kids, man. It's just that
Anyone
happens.
Worried about hepatitis?
No one cared about anything at that time. This is the early 2000s,
so
Doug.
So you would
the
watch,
salad
like,
days.
Mace Dog eat your ass?
And that's the thing is we didn't know what Cheeto it was. So, like, we were surprised. And, it went
lottery.
To you. Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
There was only one tainted Cheeto?
It could have been more than one. I don't know. It kind of just, it's up to the person who touched the bag if they wanted to just eat or if they wanted to play. It was, like I said, kid be kid, man.
Wouldn't word of that get out and everyone, and then no one would eat a snack ever again?
Well, you're hungry. You just exerted a lot of energy. Sometimes you just got to take the chance. Russian roulette, baby.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Juice is worth the squeeze.
This was after a baseball or basketball?
Basketball, yeah. Basketball. Yeah. I typically didn't play that much, so I didn't sweat.
But you couldn't possibly have made it home without eating a bunch of junk food.
That's just all we did, man.
You can send your tributes in for the Plowhawk for the email of the day. It is presented by Design Air Heating and Cooling. It comes your way at 9:45. Jackson and I are going to go down the hallway. We're going to do a show on 101 ESPN. It's called Balloon Party. Kind of a fun show lined up by today, Doug. Take a listen. See what we got here.
What do you think? I think you might like this one, Doug.
What?
It's Thursday. Let's get pinnacle with Oliver Newt Bar-John.
Okay, this
is that's
deep.
Just horrendous.
You don't like it?
Is that a tribute to Olivia?
Yes, let's get physical with Olivia Newton-John.
That was very popular. 80? 81?
It was a while ago. Yeah.
I'm going to say 81 to get me 82 and 80. That's my. It was very prominent on MTV. And then at the end of the video, two guys went into a steam room together.
Yes, they did.
And that probably was pretty controversial in 81, 82, 80.
It could have been. But she looked so good in the video, we didn't care.
And Olivia Newton-John, fine. Mm. Like Bo Derek. Like, it stands the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Boy was on the other night, and I go, God, that Bo Derek. Forget about
it. Oh, one of the all-time greats.
Look at that Rob Lowe.
Oh, my God, Jackson Rob Lowe.
We're thinking about the gentleman.
Did Olivia Newton-John pass away?
She did.
Yes.
Yeah, relatively recently.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that story was his kids being kids. Rivals Weezer asking, haven't you ever been to a barbecue after mm-hmm. asked about questionable pictures? That's from Beer Cats.
I never saw anything like that happen on a bus that I was on.
Well, you missed out. You didn't go to Canton.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't raised in the woods.
The woods. All right, we'll close out the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Send your emails in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. This is TMA, and it's presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.